This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want to talk about here. And take control of the airwaves, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Matt, and Bonnie in the studio here tonight. We are comparing propaganda between the Russian side and the Western side, if you will.
So far, we've learned that they both call each other Nazis.
Yes.
Just like here in the United States.
That is definitely an important takeaway. Putin is saying he's going to, quote-unquote, denazify Ukraine. And the Ukrainian president is literally calling Putin the new Hitler. So is this thing going to spiral out of control into a full-on world war? I sure hope not. According to the Russian propaganda site RT.com, which I actually really enjoy RT's coverage of the United States because they're always critical of the United States government, but of course they're not so critical of their own, considering the government of Russia runs RT, so you got to keep that in mind whenever you you turn to them. But there is a story filed there earlier today that Russia is ready to negotiate with Ukraine. So they're already saying, all right, here are our terms. We think we've done enough fighting here. We've shown that we're going to move in enough troops to subdue the Ukrainian military. We believe we're winning this conflict, says Russia, basically, and here's what their negotiating terms are. This is according to the Russian Kremlin press secretary, Dmitry Peskov. According to Peskov, President Vladimir Putin has expressed his preparedness to engage in discussions with his Ukrainian counterpart with a focus on obtaining a guarantee of neutral status and the promise of no weapons on its territory. These are terms that, according to Peskov...
No weapons in all of Ukraine?
That's what it sounds like. Now, presumably he's referring to military-style weapons. I don't know if he means, like, you're not even allowed to have a gun. It's not really clear, but it says that, according to Peskov, this would enable the achievement of the demilitarization and denazification. These are the official things that Russia is trying to do in Ukraine, according to Putin, of Ukraine, and eliminate what Russia currently views as a threat to the security of the state and its and people. Peskov clarified, quote, the president formulated his vision of what we would expect from Ukraine in order for the so-called red line problems to be resolved. This is neutral status, and this is a refusal to deploy weapons. So that's what they want, and if Ukraine is ready to agree to those terms, then they suggested that the current military attack could be called off.
Hopefully that happens, hopefully.
You think they should surrender? Or
yeah.
You just want the military action to be called off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they should. I mean, most people in Ukraine probably don't believe they should surrender to the Russians.
Yeah, probably not.
Right? So this is probably not going to end tomorrow, but basically you've got Putin saying, well, y'all could end this if you just agree you're going to be neutral and you're going to get rid of your weapons.
Well, one thing nobody has been telling me, I just went...
Our co-host?
Nobody, yeah. Our co-host, Mr. Nobody, I just went... and was talking to him at a coffee shop, and one thing he was telling me that is really interesting to me is that NATO, the North American Treaty Organization, was created to get rid of the Soviet Union, and it still exists even though there is no Soviet Union.
That's right.
And
it's been spreading.
Ukraine has been expressing interest in recent years in joining NATO.
Yeah, that would be bad.
And that's basically like if we had China just letting Canada create, you know, some kind of alliance to get rid of the United States, and that was going on in Canada. I think that the United States would have a big problem with that.
Yeah, it'd be pretty similar to China or Russia setting up shop militarily in Canada or Mexico.
Yeah.
That would make the United States government very uneasy, too.
And that's why Putin is upset, right, yeah. Because of that.
I'm not saying that it's good for a country to not be able to defend itself, but I like the idea of them remaining neutral and then the Russians stopping attacking them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
You're saying you should take the deal.
I would take the deal, but
and
I'm not a president of a country.
Somebody who does apparently have Ukrainian blood in your family.
Yeah.
For the record.
And my little brother was just adopted from Kharkiv, which is
right next door to.
No, wait, Kharkiv is getting exploded today.
Wow.
Really?
So, yeah, literally. I don't even know. Like, maybe his orphanage isn't there. I mean, I don't know. It depends on the. But my parents were there less than 1 year ago. So
yeah, that's crazy.
It's really crazy.
So if you want to weigh in here, you can. Again, we're just kind of looking at the different propaganda out there. Putin saying he's got the terms available if they just want to say, hey, look, we'll be neutral. We're not going to be part of NATO. And we're going to demilitarize, meaning to get rid of, I presume that means like tanks or whatever. Because I don't know if Putin would be able to say, okay, well, people, you can't have knives or sharp sticks. But so I presume when he says you need to not have weapons, he means the
nukes.
State. Yeah, I don't know if Ukraine has nukes, but the state itself should not possess weapons. And then he says it'll be over. We'll leave. I presume he'll also want them to recognize, it's not mentioned in this, but I presume he'll want them to recognize Donetsk and Luhansk as independent nations. Because that was the purported reason for the invasion, quote-unquote, in the first place.
And that big Russian state's always willing to take on more taxpayers.
Certainly. So that's pretty much the update, at least as far as what I can see. If you want to get, you know, maybe you've been paying closer attention to this and you want to jump into the conversations here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So in other news, since we're talking about weapons, Matt, you've got an update on the insanity of the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms bureaucracy here in the United States.
Yeah, they're a little nutty.
As you explained to us on a recent episode, they targeted a couple of guys for artwork.
Yeah.
For creating works of art.
Basically. And selling it.
Yeah, and they're charging them with possession of machine guns, mm-hmm. or you know what purported by them to be machine guns, mm-hmm. because they have artwork that's made out of metal, and then on that metal there are drawings of other things.
Like
and
the outlines of where holes could be.
Yeah, the outlines of if someone wanted to take a cutting device to this metal and drill out those holes or those pieces, then they would then have what are called popularly lightning links,
mm-hmm.
which are little pieces of metal that the federal government considers to be machine guns.
Yep.
And they're going after these guys because they simply sold artwork of these lightning links on pieces of metal, and they're claiming you guys need to go to prison.
Correct.
What's the latest in that particular case?
So the latest GoFundMe, of course, has refused to release any of the funds.
Of course.
Matt,
they should have known better.
Yeah.
Why did they go with GoFundMe?
I have no idea, but they've gone to GiveSendGo now, and I don't know if that's better or not, but they're still using some kind of centralized, you know, politicized. Everything's so politicized. So they've got about, they're asking for 500 grand. They've got about 23,000
How far did they get on GoFundMe?
I didn't pay attention to that. I didn't find out, but I'm sure it was not a small amount of money.
Because I think when we checked it, the dude was over like 60 or 100,000.
Yeah, it was getting up there. So, but of course, GoFundMe is being the typical dirtbags of GoFundMe always.
Oh, their total status.
Unbelievably bad. I would not send any money for any purpose to GoFundMe.
I want any more after Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh God, yeah, that's another one. So that's just one more example. And they do this stuff repeatedly. You know, everything's such an arm of the state now. We got to get away from this. So, at any rate, he's got a couple of good lawyers on his team who've been basically doing everything out of their own pockets because he can't afford to pay him because he doesn't have any money. Mm. It's all the money's holed up, being held. So the latest news is that he's still in the fight. He went online for the first time today. He said one word and it was nope. He was sitting
Which guy is this?
His name is Matt Hoover.
And is this the guy with the video?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. The YouTube channel?
He has a YouTube channel, yeah. So,
because there is the other guy, too, who's still in jail.
Yes.
He?
Yeah.
The other guy is the actual guy who manufactures the art. He's the artist.
Yep.
The YouTube guy just promotes it.
Talking about it, selling it.
There's more to the story on what's going on with this.
Yep.
Coming up, and you can share your thoughts as well, whether it's this story or whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. Is art illegal?
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show. Forget what you want. Whether you want to talk about the Ukraine situation or the ATF cracking down on artists for making artwork in a country with a supposed free speech First Amendment that should protect such activities. Doesn't protect you from getting arrested, though, even if they ultimately do win in court, as they should. That doesn't undo the damage, the potential, you know, PTSD from having armed goons assault your home in the middle of the night or whatever. That I don't know how they pulled this one off on this on these guys. But these dudes were arrested, and they're being charged with potentially spending the rest of their lives in prison for selling artwork on the Internet of what are called lightning links. Which are little pieces of metal that you can drop into a semi-automatic rifle and kind of convert it, in a way, to a fully automatic. And, again, you want to weigh in here, the number 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
So, hey, one thing I want to let you know about is that we do have a way that you can support this show. And Troy Schultz, I want to say thanks to Troy for helping us out as a silver supporter of the Free Talk Live Amps Patreon. We do have an Amps Patreon, which means you can go and do for as little as $5 a month, like Troy is doing over there, to help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. It helps us get on more radio stations. We're on over 190 stations today. Not all on the same day, but over a week, we're on 190 stations. And we can be on more than that. It does take time. It takes money. It takes effort. So thank you to Troy Schultz for helping us with that. And you can do that, too, over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks, some benefits for joining up over there. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We sure do appreciate it. So, Matt, what else do we need to know? You said the dude is out of jail.
He's out of jail.
One of the two.
And one of the two. Well, there's. I want to talk about rare breed triggers, too, with the forest reset triggers,
because
there's a funny new advancement in that, too. So the guy from the YouTube channel is out on bail. He's got a couple of lawyers.
His name is Matthew...
Matt Hoover.
Hoover.
Yep, and he is his YouTube channel is CRS Firearms.
And he was never involved in the sale of these things?
Yeah, that's what he did. They were for sale out of his shop.
Oh, okay. But, I thought he was just in trouble for talking about them. That would be crazy. No, it's still crazy.
He was promoting them, and he thought, everybody... He thinks it's hilarious.
Wait a minute. He wasn't shipping these things out. He was just the guy promoting them.
Is that it? I thought he was selling them. I thought he was selling them out of his shop.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong about that. I thought when I read the story, they were charging him with basically a conspiracy. He helped the guy sell these things from his website, which was
maybe
a different site.
Maybe there was a sponsorship kind of deal or something going on.
I don't remember the name of the website, but there was a website that he was
the guy who actually made
promoting.
Them was different than him. Yeah. He wasn't actually making them.
I mean, it still sounds like a freedom of speech
sure. Whether you're making art or you're selling art, it doesn't matter.
They charged the YouTube guy with like five counts. Because remember, we pulled up the indictment and looked at the actual counts. The main guy who ran the website, the artist, he's facing all the counts. The guy on YouTube is only facing like five counts, and it's all from people who received the product who said they heard about it from the YouTube channel.
Right. So he's got a couple good lawyers, and they're, of course, GoFundMe is blocking them from getting any of the money that's been donated to them. So they've gone to,
Give, Send, Go?
Give, Send, Go.
The Christian fundraising site?
Yeah, I think that's what, they're the Christian ones.
Great, so, until you need to raise money for Arya.
Yeah, right. So that's funny. But true.
Or until the banks just refuse to allow Give, Send, Go to send you the money.
Yeah, right. That's happened.
That's what happened
Canada.
With the truckers. Yeah,
that's right.
Canada.
Yep. In other news, the guy's got good lawyers. They put up a video tonight. It's the first time we've seen him since it happened.
Oh, wow.
The lawyers.
This is a few weeks back, several weeks ago.
This is like almost a month ago now. So they opened the video with the two lawyers saying, we are such and such representation for Matt Hoover, CRS Firearms, so forth. Matt is here with us. He's safe and sound. Matt, would you like to say anything? And Matt says, nope. And the lawyers go to talk for the next 10 minutes straight.
I see.
So, but he looks to be in good spirits and healthy and so forth. So that's a good thing. That's nice to see. And from what they say, the case is as bad
ridiculous.
And idiotic as everybody else thinks it is. You don't have to be a lawyer to think it's bad and idiotic. They agree. So that's a good sign. In other news with ATF...
And it is a ridiculous case because it's
an
art case.
It's literally a First Amendment case. Yeah. It's more of a First Amendment case than it is a Second Amendment case.
Imagine getting your money that you have in your bank account frozen for promoting some art. That's just so crazy.
It's art that the government doesn't like.
Yeah, like, yes. Imagine they start freezing people's bank accounts because they sell donut flags to hang up whenever your house gets raided.
So in other news, a few weeks ago, we also reported on rare breed triggers. Rare breed are the forced reset triggers, right? These are
kind of like a bump trigger.
Yes, exactly.
If people are familiar with a bump stock,
right.
It's kind of like
this
that.
This is a bump trigger.
Yeah.
It's not technically fully automatic.
They're way more expensive, though, right?
They're like $450.
Yeah. Wait, which one's more expensive?
The trigger.
Yeah. The rare breed triggers are pretty expensive. It's called the forced reset trigger. So it turns out, and I didn't know this, the guy who owns rare breed triggers is actually an attorney himself.
Oh.
He's a gun nut and an attorney.
So he was prepared for this, then.
Yeah, well, I think he did it on purpose.
I see.
He was poking the bear because he's a lawyer and he can.
Yeah.
And so that explains why he has not stopped at all. Like, any cease and desist that was given has not been ceased and desisted.
I want to recap this one. So on these forced reset triggers, the gun stores around the country were given a heads up that the ATF may be coming in and confiscating and possibly bringing criminal charges. And they did indeed confiscate, but they haven't brought charges, right? Like,
correct.
The gun store owners have not been charged criminally. The ATF just basically came around and stole some stuff.
Yes. Yeah. They went to some of the bigger outlets online to their warehouses and confiscated
what
they had in stock. Yeah.
But then some of them continued to sell. They restocked and continued to sell.
And, yep, the rare breed sent out emails saying, back in stock. It's like, so they're not letting up.
I'm curious, though.
Yeah.
And you may not know the answer to this. Did Rare Breed make good? Did they say, you know what, you guys lost 10 triggers, we're going to send you 10 more?
That's hard to say. I don't know.
I mean, how much money could these things cost to make?
Triggers are
a piece of metal.
Triggers are pretty precise things.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And there's a lot of technology that goes into making when they have to be certain hardness and do certain things. And when it's coming to something that's walking the line of being a fully automatic setup, you want to make sure that thing is performing exactly as it should. There's been people who've had their AR-15s malfunction at shooting range and gone to prison for it because they double fired.
Wow.
You know, the ATF will nail them for
double fired.
Like, instead of one going off per pull the trigger, it'll send two per pull the trigger accidentally, or it'll get stuck on fire and or something. You know.
So, and why would they go to prison for?
Because they had a machine gun bomb, even though it's just a malfunctioning firearm and is not at all a machine gun.
Wow.
But it doesn't matter. The ATF doesn't care. If it fired more than once, you are going to prison.
But if gun stores had inventory confiscated, I wouldn't think that they would want to restock that inventory knowing that the ATF could come right back by and take more of them. So, like, wouldn't the rare breed have an interest in just sending them some freebies?
Like, that seems logical to me. I'm not sure if they did or not. But,
or is Rare Breed selling direct? Can you just go straight to their website?
You can buy from the website, yeah.
Oh, okay. Then that makes sense. We'll continue with whatever the latest is on the Rare Breed Triggers situation. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
137 Ukrainian soldiers have died in the conflict with Russia. That's according to Ukraine's president. Ukraine's Minister of Healthcare reporting earlier that 60 people had died and about 170 were injured, with those numbers including medical workers. This as President Biden announced more sanctions against Russia. And as far as the message these sanctions are supposed to send, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken tells NBC News,
Ultimately, the aggression needs to stop, and President Putin needs to pull back. But this is likely to take a long time. There's an immediate impact of these sanctions and the other measures that we've taken.
9 oil rig workers in southeast Texas are safe after a fire broke out and they had to be rescued by the Coast Guard. USA Radio News. The weekly jobless claims continue to fall.
Americans are getting back to work. The Department of Labor is reporting fewer Americans are collecting unemployment benefits than at any time since 1970. It was also the third consecutive week of reported declines in jobless claims that dipped to 232,000 Americans for the week ending February 19th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis spoke on Thursday at the 2022 Conservative Political Action Conference. The Republican governor boasting about his state's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
We protected people's rights. We protected people's jobs. We protected small businesses, and we made sure that every kid in the state of Florida had an opportunity to go to school in person 5 days a week.
The Republican governor also criticizing President Biden during his speech. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Yep, whatever you want to discuss. 603-283-6160. Ian, Matt, and Bonnie in the studio here tonight. And again, you can take control of the airwaves. We've talked about Ukraine, the situation there, looking at the propaganda from both sides. We're getting into the ATF's assault against peaceful artists and people helping promote that artwork. And also now these triggers, Matt, that you were telling us about. The Rare Breed is the name of the brand.
Right. So we talked about Lightning Links before. Lightning Link is a device that you drop into an AR-15 that's set up a certain way. And as long as you have it set up that certain way, the Lightning Link will make the AR-15 effectively into a fully automatic weapon. They were banned in the mid-80s. Some of them are still out there. They're nothing more than a little piece of sheet metal with a hinge on it, with another little piece of sheet metal. And there's a few different ways to do that. But they're highly illegal. If you get caught with one, the ATF considers just the little piece of sheet metal to be a machine gun in and of itself, which is insane.
Yes. That is the insane world of legal land where they can define a machine gun to be an inanimate object that is simply a piece of a small piece of
something
metal.
That could never shoot a bullet on its own.
It's smaller than
your thumb. A machine gun
it's
to them.
Basically, like think of a pop top off a soda can.
Yeah.
That's a machine gun.
Yeah,
just the pop top, not the whole can, just the
right.
pop top. So it's ridiculous anyway. So that said, that's in motion. That whole court case against that the poor guys who were marketing that thing is in motion. Another guy who's kind of under fire is an attorney who has a company called Rare Breed Triggers. And Rare Breed isn't a fully automatic trigger. However, it is a forced reset trigger. So as long as you pull back on it, it will force itself against your finger to reset itself using the motion of the action itself. So it basically effectively shoots just like fully automatic, but it is technically legal. It really skirts the law. Some of these gun people are really intentionally pushing the boundaries of what they can do so that they can get into court.
And challenge.
They want to push the ATF up against the same wall that the ATF spends most of its time pushing other people up against. So, in this case, the new development in the Rare Breed triggers is, well, not only have they not stopped making triggers, they've continued to make triggers even though the ATF has raided a couple of retailers and confiscated all the Rare Breed triggers from their shelves.
Well,
the Rare Breed triggers has now sent a cease and desist letter to a gentleman who is a gun enthusiast and a 3D printing enthusiast. Because he isn't 3D printing lightning links. He's 3D printing a mechanism that will turn your regular trigger into a forced reset trigger.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
Rare Breed does not like that this guy is putting a file on the internet letting anyone who owns a 3D printer to create their own forced reset trigger. He's using IP laws against Tim Hoffman.
So he's a lawyer, right? So
yeah, he's a lawyer and he can do that kind of stuff.
That's too bad. Just because he believes in gun freedom doesn't mean he believes in all freedom.
That's right.
Which is sad.
Hold
that thought. There's more on that. I want to get into it. But first, we got Dave. He's on the line in Arizona, Northern Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing today,
hey, Dave?
Boss.
What's on your mind?
Well, I talked to you yesterday and you wanted me to call you back and give you a quick spot to let you know about that truck convoy, the Freedom Convoy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, you called last night to say you'd been by in Kingman, Arizona there where the People's Convoy, as it's
People's
being called.
Convoy, yeah, I got it confused with another one.
They were expecting to stay the night there in Kingman and they did, and you had reported 500 people were out there and I saw a video today that was
then.
Yeah. It's way more than that, wasn't it? It was a lot more than 500.
Yeah, it was freaking amazing. Because by the time I had to give up because it was getting too dang cold for my scrawny butt. But yeah, there was apparently over 1,000 trucks.
Wow,
1,000 trucks?
That's fun.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Did people go there and see that?
Yeah. Those are the people that came in. In fact, I had a surprise visit from a daughter that lives in Utah, and she has a business that transporting pets. And she happened to be coming from Vegas to come see me in the middle of doing a transport.
Mm.
And there was a group in Vegas that assembled, and she was in that convoy that met up with this convoy that stayed the night in Kingman. And now they're going down to Texas, but I've figured out enough on this internet deal. There are 6 convoys going right now.
Okay.
Well,
all starting on the East Coast, all trying to assemble in Washington, but there's 6 starting points. It's crazy. But yeah, this pizza place where they had it last night was feeding everybody for free. They had it like a 2-day heads up and got some donations. And I talked to the owner, and he had, at that point, enough food that was donated and paid for to cook pizza for 1,000 people.
That's fantastic.
That's crazy.
And then he has a barbecue smoker set up that's kind of like 6-foot long, like a full-on beautiful, bigger than that, like a gorgeous commercial smoker. That they were doing a bunch of pork roast and butt and brisket and everything and feeding the truckers and everybody who showed up for free.
I heard there was a truck stop that donated 25,000 gallons of fuel.
Yes, a privately owned truck stop.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's stepping up to the plate right there.
And they gathered up, depending on the number, $10,000 to $15,000 in cash donations that night as well.
Wow, that's amazing.
I saw people coming in with canned food to help feed these people on the road. Yeah, it really was amazing. It was cool.
Yeah, the turnout's incredible. I've got a video that I was able to find on the they had a Facebook, or I guess a Facebook group for this this particular event, and that group, I don't know if it's gone private or it's been removed. I'm going to presume it's gone private because it says I must log in to continue, and I don't have a Facebook account, so I'm not able to actually view the group. I suspect they turned off the public aspect of the group because they had said earlier they were getting a bunch of spam posts on the group. So
yeah.
I don't know what has happened to that, but I do still have access to the video, and it is tremendous. I mean, it's one of the drivers coming in on this main drag out in front of the pizza shop, and it's just cars, people, car signs, just a ton of cars parked all along this road. There's not enough room to park at the pizza place.
Yeah. We were parking down the road. There were people lining both sides of the highway. But, yeah, it was amazing. And, unfortunately, right now, I mean, we need to get it out there and let people know more. But, unfortunately, this Ukraine crap, the thank you, Biden, that set this up is kind of taking center stage, which I guess it needs to. But, holy sheet, look out, people. World War III is on its way, and this is scary.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, we're going to definitely cover the People's Convoy. I had it in my show prep here tonight. In fact, I had the video pulled up so we could play some of the audio for our listeners to get a little feel for what it was like. For these drivers that were out there, just the welcoming committee here was just absolutely amazing.
Well, yeah, and you see, I know that they're going to eventually get to D.C., and, you know, the news itself is going to have to carry it. But if we could at least get little snippets out there so people know that it's happening and come out and join it and make it where the media can't ignore this anymore, and maybe Biden will get a clue that, okay, we got to stop doing some of this. But this oil stuff and Ukraine and Russia, I don't know how much time I got, but I'll tell you what, I spent 18 years in the oil field, and all we did was make them rich. We're the ones financing this nightmare right now by cutting off the Keystone Pipeline.
Dave, I want to say thank you, man, for calling in with this update here tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for the call, brother.
All right, bye.
Just huge turnout last night. This is them coming into
Kingman,
the parking lot. Yeah, Kingman, Arizona. Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, there must have been over 1,000 people, at least. Tremendous number of vehicles and people on the side of the road at this pizza place. Lots of horn honking. Like, people with their whole families, little kids holding signs.
But is it a good idea?
Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know.
We'll talk about it. We can talk about that on the way here. The number is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Bring up whatever you want. You take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. Got a video, 5-minute long video of one of the drivers pulling in Kingman, Arizona last night, being welcomed by what appears to be well over 1,000 people.
You know what that truck said, right? You know what that means when that truck says that?
What truck says what?
It means Hail Hitler when trunks honk twice.
We didn't have a chance to play that clip, Bonnie, but I actually have it pulled up. Somebody mentioned it last night, and I have it. It is from a MP, as they call them, a member of parliament in Canada, speaking, I believe, at the discussion regarding the Emergency Act, the Emergencies Act in Canada. Here's what she said.
How many guns need to be seized? How much vitriol do we have to see of honk honk, which is an acronym for Hail Hitler?
She couldn't even say it with a straight face. It's like she couldn't make her mouth say such a lie. Dumb
she
lie.
She said it. So we're just talking about the People's Convoy here, and it is happening. According to our last caller who lives in northern Arizona, he said there were 1,000 trucks in this thing. Now, I don't know who counted that. But that's a hell of a lot of trucks.
That's a lot of trucks.
If that's true.
That's awesome.
We're in day number 2 of what's going to be an 11-day journey across the country where people are going to be coming from. He mentioned Vegas. People are going to be coming from the northern parts of the country. People are going to be coming from Florida. They're going to be coming from New England. They're going to be meeting on this path towards Washington, D.C. Now, Bonnie, you had asked the question, is this a good thing?
I think the people gathering and saying we don't like lockdowns and we don't like the state of emergency going on for years and years is great. But I'm a little afraid of what's going to happen when they get to D.C. and the government gets to say, oh, look, they're attacking us. We get to do whatever we want to the entire country now.
Yep. I think that's definitely a legitimate concern. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. You can weigh in here if you want. Steven is on the line in Tennessee to start things out here. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live.
What up, guys? How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Steven?
Hey, sorry for cussing on the air last night. I just realized it. My bad.
Oh, no worries.
But as I was saying, Ian, I'm very happy as a fellow activist to know that you're out. I didn't know that you were out. I'm finally out as well. It looks like I won't be going back anytime soon. But
and you were arrested for what?
So the official charges that originally came down were terroristic threats, felony, conspiracy to overthrow the government, felony, and conspiracy to kill a police officer, felony.
Oh, my God.
The charge that stuck, the charge that I was eventually charged with in court was public drunkenness, and which was later thrown out.
Disorderly conduct.
Disorderly conduct. Thank you.
You guessed it. I mean, that's the catch-all. They love hitting people with that one. What precipitated this arrest? Was this a federal government? Was this a local state government that targeted you?
So I used to live in Middle Georgia. And I helped start a libertarian chapter in Middle Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I left Middle Georgia for a few reasons. Mostly the atmosphere. I don't appreciate the racism. I don't appreciate the lockstep Republican mindset. So I left. Mm-hmm. And I went to Virginia. Not that much better, but a little bit better. And I had a buddy call me during the height of COVID, and he said that cops were coming to his house with guns drawn, telling him to back up. And the whole story on that is they came, they told him to take political signs out of his yard because they violated an ordinance. He said, my property, my possession, my decision, get off. And he went to shake their hand to show respect, and he was violating the 6-foot rule, so they felt like they had to draw pistols on them.
Wow. For the 6-foot rule.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, for COVID.
So let me see if I'm following you here. Your friend in Virginia.
No, in Georgia.
Oh, in Georgia. Your friend in Georgia had the police come to his house and harass him because he had political signs in his yard. He said, these are my signs, I'm not moving them, and then he went to go shake their hand, and they drew guns on him, thinking that he was threatening them.
They drew guns on him, and so he does the worst thing possible, and he calls me. Right, bad idea. I grew up in this area. Like, I'm very familiar with this area. I went to middle school in this area. I went to high school in this area. I graduated from this area.
Technical question. How is he able to call you when he had cops drawing guns on him? I mean, normally they don't want you to be pulling out a phone out of your pocket.
This was like hours later.
Did he get arrested when the cops drew guns on him? What happened to him?
So they tried to arrest him, but the jail was shut down unless you were... This was in the height of COVID.
I see.
So they were only taking rapists and murderers.
Okay.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, so they signed him a bunch of tickets. He calls me, and I say, before he says anything, I say, is it Officer Cookie? And he goes, how'd you know? Right?
Wow.
And I said, don't worry about it. I got you. I got this. So I called a bunch of people I knew in Georgia with the LP, and I got a bunch of signs, and I called to make sure that I understood the laws correctly. I called some lawyers, and I put sign every 6 feet up and down this small little city town.
Mm-hmm. And what were the signs about?
Joe Jorgensen,
There's all sorts of political stuff. Because okay. Here's the deal. In this part of Georgia, there's literally a flag with, it's a Confederate flag, and it says, Fudge Pop Joe Biden. Right? Right? Like, this is the part of the country you're in.
Yeah.
And this is also, there's a guy that got a, he got arrested, this was several years ago. There was a Vice News article came out about this guy who had a bumper sticker on his truck that said,
LRN.FM.
I had to dump you on that one. I'm not going to hang up the call on that one, but I had to dump you on that one. We can't say things that are sexually explicit like that on the radio, so please don't do that again.
I didn't even know that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm trying to PG. I'm my bad.
Okay. No, it's okay.
So you were saying you put signs all around the town, and that's why they came after you?
I put signs all around the town, and an officer made contact with me, and I said, hey, he said, I need your name. I said, I need your name, and he said, that's not how this works. And I said, yes, it is. And he goes, I think I understand the law better than you do. And I said, are you a lawyer? And he goes, no. I said, so why do you think you understand the law better than a lawyer? And he goes, are you a lawyer? And I said, what makes you think I'm a lawyer? And this went back and forth for a few minutes. And then I said, here's the deal. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to get on the phone because I'm frustrating you. And you're going to call your sergeant. Your sergeant's going to come. And he goes, fine, that's what I'll do. And I said, cool. Tell Garrick to be ready. And his jaw drops, and he goes, how do you know my supervisor's first name? I said, he'll tell you how I know him. Derek Cookies, Derek, his last name is Cook, right? So he's not the fittest individual in the world.
A so fat cop? I'm shocked.
Yeah. And so he said something to me, and I say, look, dude, I understand you're jealous. Because you're inbred, but your sister dated me, not you.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
And so that's a terroristic threat?
This was Cookie. You said this to Cookie when he got on the scene?
Yeah, he comes on the scene. He says a bunch of stuff. I said, here's the deal.
All right, hold on. You're going to have to finish. You're going to have to finish this story in a moment. We'll continue with small town cops cracking down on a guy for putting signs out, political signs, all over town. They trumped him up with a bunch of charges and then ultimately dropped every single one of them. So there is really something to be said for taking things to trial, being willing to not take a plea deal. In fact, we've got a story about that right here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, with a local young teenage cop blocker who had a tremendous court victory where he had all charges dismissed. We can tell you about that coming up, too.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.